This seminar, I'm going to talk about presidential history and legal professionalism. Now, I realize that the knee-jerk reaction by many of you is to think that these two subjects are totally different, apples and oranges with no connection, though as you'll soon learn, they're actually apples and apples, as exactly the same traits that make for a great presidential leader are the same as what makes for the consummate professional lawyer. As a historian who's now written a book on presidential history that was released last week, and as a full-time practicing lawyer for almost 40 years, I encourage you to go with the flow and enjoy the parallels between these two subjects over the next few minutes. Now, history. Most lawyers love history, and that's because so much of what we do is based on precedent. Now, years ago, I realized that most of us love history for two reasons. Number one, because it shows us how much things change. And number two, because it shows us how much things stay the same. And one of the main ways that history shows us that things stay the same is that the same leadership traits that are important to being a great president today in 2016 are identical to the traits that were needed in 1789 when George Washington was sworn in. Now, for my new book, Cross-Examining History, after completing my interviews with the top presidential experts, many of whom you'll hear me mention today, I assembled some of the high points into what I call the Ten Commandments of Presidential Leadership. Now, I suspect that this audience is filled with many lawyer leaders. Many are leaders at your law firm. Those who are in-house are leaders at your company. Some are probably leaders in bar organizations or civic associations.